It's time for Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. I'm Kevin Kelly. We're going to have Candy Foster on the show today. He and his Shades of Blue are a, as they call themselves, a high-energy blues, R&B, soul, and funk band, emphasis on the blues and R&B. And they're playing at Alta Vineyards in Champaign tomorrow evening from 6 to 10 as benefit for the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, which is a charity that gives lunches to the hungry and homeless of Champaign-Urbana 5 days a week. And first on the show, we'll have a two-girl band, literally two girls, two high school girls, from Champaign-Urbana area, and their group is called Endless Pages. We'll find out why and hear them play live in our studio in a matter of minutes. Here on Live and Local, hope you'll stay tuned. That was violinist Lara St. John with pianist Elon Rechtman in La Gitana, the Gypsy, by Fritz Kreisler, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Apologies for the delay. I did what I occasionally do, which is forget to flip a rather important switch in the studio to make sure you can actually hear us from our performance studio, which is where I'm sitting, with Emily Otness and Tessa Turner, who together make up a group called Endless Pages, which until extremely recently had a different name.
Yeah, the sign language.
Mm-hmm. Sign language, yes. Well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
And I know Emily through the Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, where she's our principal flutist. And remains to be seen if she will hold that spot for the coming year. But she played a very good audition and a wonderful flutist. Tessa, I'm just meeting for the first time.
Hello.
And happy to do it. And you've got your ukulele on your lap.
Right.
I see only one uke, though.
I'm not playing the ukulele
today.
Not today.
We're sampling all the instruments in our songs today.
So we've got the keyboard and guitar and ukulele and voices. Why were you called sign language? Why can't you be anymore? And why endless pages?
Well, we were sign language before because we were brainstorming and we both realized that we both love sign language a lot. And in class, when we can't talk, we like to sign to each other.
Like when the teachers catch us talking, we just do sign language back and forth until they catch us doing that. And then we
Saying that you don't pay attention to the teachers in class?
Oh, we pay attention.
No.
We get A's.
Oh, yeah. Straight A's.
Straight A's.
Right. If you're listening, UHS teachers, that's right.
So you do get straight A's?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes.
I actually had this problem when I was in junior high and high school, where there was another straight A student, and we would just sit back in biology class, and we were always getting in trouble for talking, but we always got the A's. So I actually do believe you. But how did you get into sign language? That's not the usual thing to do.
We know the alphabet and then some basic signs that we can communicate, like what we want and have, and then we spell out the rest that we don't know.
Yeah, we get creative.
Yeah.
But I mean, how did you learn sign language and why?
I learned in elementary school and
I learned in eighth grade for the same purpose. My friend and I were doing that too.
You just learned it just to learn it?
Yeah, just for fun.
So it's sort of like texting without the keyboard.
The devices, yeah. Yeah.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, I don't know why I came up with that analogy.
That's
and what happened? Was somebody else called? Has that had that name?
Two groups, actually.
Yeah, they've already like legally sold music under that name. So since we are wanting to make a CD and sell it, we can't use sign language anymore.
No, you can't. And now you're called Endless Pages as of just a few days ago.
I think two, actually, maybe.
Not very long ago.
Just in the course of our email exchange. And how did you come up with that?
Well, it's an old lyric from one of the songs I wrote a long time ago, probably in middle school. I don't like the song very much, but I like the name. And also we have endless pages of lyrics
music and
stuff.
So we thought it suited us pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out what you're about. What do you want to start with?
All right, we're going to start with an original song that I wrote. It's called It's Too Bad. Conversations, but no one was really talking. And we would walk in silence, but I could hear my heart breaking. And I will always love you, and you will always love me too. Difference, and I'm not gonna change for you. It's too bad. You were a waste of my time. It's so sad. But you cannot make up your mind. Tightly, but I could feel you pushing me away. And you would say you love me, but I know that you wouldn't stay. And even though I'll miss you and long for you each day and I made was right. It's too bad. You were a waste of my time. It's so sad.
but make up your mind. And after all we've been through, I can't believe that you don't care. I hope one day it hits you with sadness that you cannot bear. 'Cause one day you will regret ever giving up on me. Maybe you don't right now, but one day just you wait and see. I hope one day you grow up, learn responsibility. And when you get your heart broke, you'll look back and think of me. You'll realize how I felt and what you had done wrong. You'll drown yourself in sorrow and sympathize along. Thinking it's too bad. I was a waste of her time. It's so sad that I could not make up my mind.
Endless Page is the name of this duo. Emily, I know you go to Urbana High School.
So
does
I do too.
Tessa does also. Okay. Good. That's a nice song.
Thank you.
Does it come from particular experience?
Perhaps.
Most of my songs do.
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe.
Yeah, I thought perhaps it might. And we won't reveal the perpetrator of the wrong.
I think
that's
wrong. Necessary.
Yeah.
I think he knows.
They'll know.
Yeah. Facebook spreads the word.
Oh.
And the video of the song.
You have some videos online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a website on, well, I guess it's a Facebook page. But
yeah, we have a Facebook fan page and a MySpace, which I just created because the sudden name change. But we'll have recordings and videos up there, too.
On the MySpace page?
Mm-hmm. Also a YouTube, but on YouTube. Same problem. That'll be working soon.
Yeah, so are you're going to go back and change your name on the YouTube?
Yeah.
We hope that works. I mean, we have a lot of pages that we have to delete and create.
Exactly, and re-upload stuff, but I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
We're good.
I actually forgot to look up a page for you. I usually do, and I simply forgot to do it. I'm just relying, Emily, on your emails.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that, I mentioned to one of my colleagues out in the hall as you guys were setting up and warming up that I didn't know what you sounded like because I hadn't heard you before, but I was just sort of relying on my knowledge of Emily as a good flutist, and Well, Emily's mom mentioned this to me. He says, a mom endorsement, that could be
maybe not very good. Everything.
Yeah. Right. A little biased, maybe.
And then Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, who, of course, was hearing you, came out and said, these guys are really good.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Mike.
And he doesn't always say that. I will tell you that. He's occasionally come out and said, look out. So I probably shouldn't say on the air either, but I just did, so now it's too late.
We were joking about how if we were terrible and we just came in and started playing terribly, what you would do, probably kick us off. But
well, I would might shorten this segment.
Well, it's nice, you know. Got to go now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, time's up. No, why ukulele?
See, there's this girl on YouTube who plays the ukulele, and I really like her music. And also, my brother went to Hawaii first semester of college, so he had connections to getting me one. So I asked for one for Christmas this year. And since I play guitar anyway, it was really easy to pick up, definitely.
Were there four strings in the ukulele?
Yeah, four strings instead of six. And it's tuned differently, too. Yeah.
We seem to have had a number of ukuleles on the show
in
the last few weeks. I don't know why. Who was the person that you've heard heard play ukulele?
Her name is Ziavi. She's Malaysian. Her YouTube username is Koko Kaina, I think. KOKOKAINA. But she has really great music, too. I think I sound like her sometimes, too.
On the uke or on your singing?
our styles, you know, our music is similar because she writes her own songs too.
She looks like her too.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Duke of Uke?
I don't believe I have.
Did you know there is a Duke of Uke?
Is that a local musician?
Yeah.
Seen him, I think, but I don't think I've actually heard him.
I've met him. He was on the show. He didn't play on the show, but he's got a really eclectic-sounding band with some quite unusual instrumentation and some pretty interesting songs. But yeah, he plays around fairly often. The Duke of Uke, otherwise name is Dave King. What do you want to do next?
We can play one of my songs
yes.
on the keyboard. This is called Help Me Please, and here we go.
Endless Pages, Emily Otness and Tessa Turner here on Live and Local.
Oh, what I would give to be sweetly, totally and completely in love with you. Again. But the sun will go up and the sun will go down, and there'll never be a minute when you're not around. Spend my nights thinking about the days when you say, help me, please. It's a mystery to me why you just can't love me. After all I tried to be, I don't want sympathy. Not a necessity. Do to say sorry, you're sorry enough to come crawling to me again. But there's too much time for you, and there's never time for me to just sin, suck my feet in my apathy. Don't wanna rain on your parade. Oh, what you would say, you're sorry and I'm afraid, you're sorry and I'm afraid. To hide and too early to decide if you were able to recuperate from my goodbyes. Still, you can't say I never stayed. When you say, help me, please, it's a mystery to me why you just can't love me. After all I tried to be, I don't want sympathy. Not a necessity.
I like that. I like that. It's got a lot more, a lot quicker pace of the words than a lot of songs have.
Yeah, that's
was
a problem earlier when we were trying to put it together. So we used to take it way too fast, and then we slowed it down a little.
I think it was a good pace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself editing your songs a lot once you write it down and then you start working on it? Oh, well, that didn't work. And
I'd say we do, but if we know something's really good, we usually keep it in the
song. Sometimes we write songs and come back to them, and when we play them again through, we're like, oh, that sounded good. Let's keep that, you know. So we revise, occasionally.
Or we write a song and hate it, and then we play it a year later, and we're like, this is a good song. Why didn't we do
this
before?
Exactly.
So.
Well, how long have you been playing together?
Since eighth grade in middle school.
Yeah.
And you're what you're going to be?
We're going to be juniors.
Eight, 9, 10, 11, 4 years, 3, 4 years?
Yep.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tessa, what do you play a band or orchestral instrument at all?
I used to play the alto sax, but I quit this year.
Not your thing.
No, this is really more my thing.
You've found your calling. Have you been playing guitar for a while?
Yeah, I've been playing about since we started, actually, that summer. So, yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Did you just start writing songs when you started working together, or were you both writing songs already and wanting to play them, or what?
I started writing songs a long time ago, but they were never really good, is the problem. And I couldn't sing as well as I can now, so... we became friends in eighth grade, and then we realized that we both really liked music, and it sort of happened. We didn't really decide that we wanted to have a band, but it kind of made itself into that.
Yeah, and I was inspired from, like, us playing together. That's when I picked up the guitar, and I started writing music then. So we inspire each other and kind of work off from each other's energy.
Are the songs always by one or the other?
No. The next one that we're going to play is co-written. I mean, I composed it, but I was stuck. I didn't have any verses. Mm-hmm. And so we wrote it together and we finished it.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll ask each of you, when you write, Emily, do you start with the music and then the words?
I start with both, actually. Like, they just, I'll just be playing around the piano. And if I see or hear, actually, something that I like, I'll just start singing random words. And if they fit, then that's my song.
And I usually start with the music. I'm limited on chords, so that's pretty much the reason why. Otherwise, yeah. But then I just add on, and we work together on songs.
Yeah.
So what is the what is this co-composition called?
Children.
Referring to, or I guess we'll find out, huh?
Yes. You'll find out.
It's a message song. It has
a message. A message song. Oh, yeah. It's not a love song.
Yeah,
not,
so you should listen carefully.
For once, it's not a love song. Yeah. We counted how many love songs out of all our songs we have. We only have, like, 3 that aren't about
pretty much
relationships. It's really funny.
I imagine that's kind of normal.
For a high school girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that tends to... I read something somewhere recently, and I can't remember where, but they said basically all songs were about one of 4 things.
Mm.
Of course, I won't remember what the other ones were, but love was number one. And this was from somebody saying, why can't somebody write songs that are about something else for once?
Right.
But that's what everybody does, whether it's high school or beyond high school.
We always feel like the songs that have more past experiences about them, we have more fun playing them. Like, it's more passionate.
There's more reason for us doing it.
Yeah.
Because you feel it.
Yeah.
But whenever we try to write happy songs, besides this one, we never finish them because
we're just like,
think
this is
they
too
sound
cheesy.
Sappy.
Yeah.
Like,
so you've just had a lot of devastating romances? Is that what it is?
Eighth graders don't really have devastating romances.
I'm not sure.
But
well, they feel devastating. I mean,
the songs might maybe exaggerate.
I'm sure.
But the important thing is the music and the fact that they have some importance to us.
Yeah.
And hopefully other people too.
So I can see that you all are neither sisters nor twins, but this is not the first time where you just finished each other's sentences.
Best friends. If she wasn't my best friend, this would be the most boring band, and
we wouldn't have any fun with it, no.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's hear Children, played by Endless Pages here on Live and Local.
Get better and we'll do what we can. build, but we know that they will find us. So build a door for all of those who love you still, because they have the key to happiness. So if you take every chance that you get, you will be happy and you'll have no regrets. Yeah, if you take every chance that you get, maybe the moment you thought wouldn't change you, you will never forget.
Song called Children, sung by Tessa Turner, and on the backup vocals, and Tessa also playing the guitar. And on backup vocals, or harmony, I guess, and the piano, Emily Otness. Together they are the group called Endless Pages. And I love the line, the miles we put between our houses
That's
will
my
be
favorite too.
Inches again.
It's my good mom's job. Favorite. She
oh, how so about that? Well, it's I don't know. It just jumped out at me.
Yeah.
Nice poetic concept.
I think that's a really good metaphor. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, that was your line, huh?
Yeah.
Because I know you said it was a collaboration. Mm-hmm. You know, I have failed to mention thus far that you guys actually have a gig tomorrow, or maybe I did.
We do, in
fact.
We
sure do.
Very casual gig.
Yes, it will be in front of Coldstone Creamery tomorrow at 7 p.m. We're going to play for an hour. It'll end about 8. We should play all original songs.
Mm-hmm. Is that on Wright Street?
Green Street.
Green Street. Yeah. It is on Green Street, okay. Yeah. In Champaign, just that's Campus Town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You said 7 o'clock?
Yes.
7 to 8?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Writing this down here, 7 to 8, so we'll put it on our calendar for tomorrow. And I really enjoyed hearing you play, sing.
Thanks so much for having us.
It was a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have you back. Have you given any thought at all to ever adding anybody else to the group, or are you just quite content to be a duo?
Well, no way, Jose.
No way.
Well, we have some friends that are really good at our instruments, but I don't think they want to be in our group is the problem, because they're boys, first of all. This is girly music, apparently.
Like, oh, yeah.
They call it girly music. I think it's good music. But
yes.
They call it girly. And they are more into rock, like hardcore, you know, bad music.
Yeah.
Well, now, let's not be judgmental.
About no, I meant bad, like.
Music. You know. Oh, like bad. That's what
yeah,
bad.
Bad to the bone.
I think. Yeah, that
bad
kind
there
of.
There you go.
Sort of.
Yeah, as opposed to awful.
Yeah.
No, not awful. Just bad.
Right. I'm not suggesting you need to add anybody. I just was curious.
We're very comfortable, mm-hmm. I think. I think a lot of people, we have guests occasionally, like.
Like my boyfriend, Toshkin. Mm-hmm. He's a drummer, so. For Help Me Please, actually, we had him play with us at
oh, really?
The talent show.
Yeah, at our high school talent show.
It was oh, good.
Really
so
cool.
Will he be joining you on the tomorrow night or
no.
just
he's in Turkey.
Yeah.
He's in Turkey.
So,
that would be hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the internet creates possibilities, but it wouldn't
Webcam.
Be very interesting.
Yeah. It'd be pretty creative. We have to get.
I bet it'd be like 3 in the morning where he's at.
Right, right. So playing drums would
be kind of groggy. All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Coldstone Creamery in Champaign. Endless Pages, Tessa Turner and Emily Otness. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
And we have coming up, as opposed to a relatively new group here, we have a very venerable artist in our community, Candy Foster, who with Shades of Blue are going to be playing tomorrow night at Alta Vineyards in Champaign. And Candy will be my guest in just a few minutes. WILO's programs today are made possible in part with support from the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, presenting The Tempest, The Merry Wives of Windsor, and a new adaptation of The Three Musketeers from June 24th through August 8th at the Ewing Manor in Bloomington. Information can be found at thefestival.org or 309-438-2535. We have support also today from Rodney G. Peacock, presenting Noontide Festival Month, June 18th through July 11th at Fullinger Auditorium, with music, poetry, and drama, highlighted by a concert by Rodney George Peacock and with his original drama, the Noontide Trilogy, July 2nd through the 11th. Information under events at fullinger.illinois.edu. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Was a tango by Andreas Kapsalis with the Andreas Kapsalis Trio from the disc called Original Scores. And I found out too late that Andreas Kapsalis and Goran Ivanovich were at the Iron Post in Urbana last night. They've been in our community a number of times and were my guests probably about a year ago on Live and Local, although they didn't play for us live. But I think they're absolutely terrific. And next time they're around, if you haven't had a chance to hear them, or even if you have, I'd suggest going. And I need to catch them live at some point here, and I hope we'll have them on the show. We do have on with us today Candy Foster, who with his Shades of Blue are playing at Alta Vineyards tomorrow night from 6 to 10. It is a benefit for the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, which is a volunteer effort, and I will let Stevie Bennett give a little bit of background on the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen before we talk to Candy and hear some of his music.
Well, Daily Bread Soup Kitchen really got its birth on September 2nd of 2009. We were at the Catholic Worker House, and when we started, we had about 30 people come to have soup and sandwiches. At this point, we're feeding about as many as 148 people in one day, and in the summer, we're feeding about 120 each day. They come for soup, sandwiches, desserts, and just to be social. We are at New Covenant Christian Fellowship. They've been kind enough to give our homeless soup kitchen a home to feed the homeless. And we have many people who are homeless, some mentally ill, people of low income who, if their hours are cut, it's very hard to keep an apartment. And we can provide them with nourishment and send them home with a sack lunch for the evening meal and save them some money so they don't have to try to spend money on food. We're a completely volunteer organization. We have no paid help. And we do hope to eventually get a place of our own because New Covenant, as very generous as they are, they have to have their own place, believe it or not, on Saturday and Sunday. And so we cannot feed people on Saturday and Sunday. So that's out of the question for us. We would eventually like to have a place where we could do that. We also have a small assistance account where we help people get state IDs and bus passes. And that helps the homeless or the underemployed to get to the places they're going. We work with so many people that have a lot of different problems. Some can't read. And the social service agencies are so spread out in Champaign-Urbana that when you're on foot and you want to go to Social Security, you've got to traipse to one side of that place. If you want to go to mental health, it's somewhere else. Public health is still farther a different direction. When we get our own place, we would like to have space for these different social service agencies to come, maybe one social service agency on each of the days, to help our guests be able to access what they need. They have a lot of trouble with that. It's a lot of fun to do. We have a lot of wonderful people working with us. Well over 50 volunteers, most of them old, like me. And we enjoy it a lot, and we think we do a lot of good for the people around here.
So if somebody wants to get involved in the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, how can they do that?
Well, they could call me at 352-5065. It's kind of hard to call our number at New Covenant because we're not there all the time. And they could drop us a letter at Post Office Box 648, Champaign, 61824. And we'd get back to them. We have a lot of people that do want to volunteer. We get so much from the food bank. We go to the food bank 4 days a week. And with their help, we're able to provide a lot of food for people.
Do you have any kind of a web presence yet?
It's almost there, but not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
And if people need, if you'd like to get involved and want to get in touch, feel free to contact me, and I'll get you that same contact info and put you in touch with Stevie, Stevie Bennett here for Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. And you can contact me with your question for her or to let us know about events going on that you know about that I may not at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. Well, of course, Stevie, you brought along Candy Foster, who is going to be playing a concert for you tomorrow night at Alta Vineyards. And that's from 6 to 10. Alta Vineyards is on North Duncan Road up in far northwest Champaign. Great place to hear music outdoors. And, of course, you can have that with some wine and some other munchies that are available there as well.
Oh, we're going to serve a soup kitchen meal.
Oh, you are?
Yes. We will have soup and good sandwiches and salad and dessert.
Oh, it says that right here. Yeah, well, that should be a lot of fun.
Donation $25, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. We won't turn people away, but,
well, it says right here, tickets are $25 a person.
Yeah, that's
with
right.
$20 of that amount going to the soup kitchen, so that's good. And, of course, Candy Foster is here with us. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to meet you after all these years.
Yeah, so likewise. Just glad to be able to be a part of such a important, event and what it's all standing for. You know, I guess I've been enlightened to just how much is needed and how much has been going on at a facility such as what Stevie and them are doing. So, once I found out about it, I actually felt like I should be involved right off the bat. So here I am.
Well, I'm glad you're able to do it and glad you're able to come in here and share some music. One of these days it would be fun to if we can do it with enough notice, maybe get the band in here. Your band is kind of diverse. Are they mostly from Champaign-Urbana or not exclusively?
At different times, because, I got a transit type of band. Mostly my rhythm section is pretty stable. Some of them been with me 8 years, some of them been with me 10, 12 years. But the rest of them, drummers and the horn player, some of the young fellows, they're from the U of I, so, they get most of them are here that are working with me, or trying to get their master's and undergrad students. So a lot of them move on when they, they get recruited out, they teach, they travel. I got horn players or guys in Russia, they're in Canada, New York. So they move around.
Sure.
And fortunately, I've been able to have a great connection with the music department at U of I. And so they told me that just keep up the good work and they'll keep sending me musicians out.
Well, they want a chance to play, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Musicians want to play, so.
And they enjoy Candy Foster's Shades Blue, and I certainly enjoy them. I've even had the instructors playing Chip O'Neill and all of them. So, you know, I have the veterans play, Jeff, you know, all of them, they kind of get involved. It's the history of, especially on the horn player section. So it's a, I could say very easily that it is kind of hard to categorize Shades of Blue and me, because we'll do blues, we'll do jazz, we'll do all kind of stuff. We do the rock. We go back and do you know, all this kind of stuff back in the 60s, and that's what I like to do, 60s and 70s type of music. I call it happy music, because we dance and sing and dance and do it all. Like, you know, that's what we do.
And you've been doing it for 40-plus years.
Yep. I've been very fortunate. I mean, Lord's blessed me with a longevity, and I enjoy it. I got a lot of young people playing, and I kind of feed off of them, and they feed off of me.
Well, let's hear an example of that, feeding off of each other. You brought along a disc of some live performances. What's the tune we're going to hear first?
It sounds like you got the last $2 tune keyed up there. That's kind of a popular tune in the last 4 or 5 years I've been doing. They seem to like that a lot. I think, Stephen, that might be appropriate. We're going to ask them for a lot more than $2, but this tune is called, you know, Big, and this lady lost all her money at the casino, and she's asking for somebody to give her $2.
Here it is, Candy Foster and Shades of Blue on Live and Local. I'm Well, sorry about that. Having a little trouble with that particular CD, but that was Candy Foster and Shades of Blue here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Need to remind you that the month of June is winding down already, and we at WYL have made some real progress towards reaching our goal of $2.1 million in membership support. Right now we have, and I'm going to turn around and check our tote board here. We have about $244,000 to go. That sounds like a lot of money, but given that we had over $500,000 to go just a few weeks ago, that's great progress. Every contribution, no matter the amount, brings us one step closer, and you can make your renewal or additional gift and check our progress online at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. And, of course, we're talking with Candy Foster here in advance of his performance tomorrow night, which is to benefit another organization, the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. Candy, what got you started 40 years ago in this business?
Well, you know, it was kind of like the two most important things around the house was sports with my dad and music with my mother. And my mother was sort of a semi-professional type singer. Probably, if I hadn't come along, she probably would have went a lot further. She used to perform when he was in the area, Bruce Randolph and all them. Some of the older people might remember him. And she did a lot of, you know, blues, jazz stuff. And I heard a lot of that while I was around the house, and I got introduced to a lot of good music at a real early age, you know, especially swing stuff, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and all that kind of thing. And I, Joe Williams, B.B. King, Bobby Blue Bland, not only did I hear them, I got a chance to see them, and, you know, so therefore, it was just like, you know, hey, I got to do some of this. So and then I came up through the doo-wop area, you know, the Platters, the Drifters, you know, all those singing groups, Flamingos. So I did all that kind of stuff too. But I still didn't really get my chops up for lead singing until I, you know, I started doing a little gospel in the church, and when, especially when I came to Champaign later. And that kind of prepared me for trying to, you know, step out front. I was always mostly in groups where, you know, it was three or four guys singing like that. And that worked out for a long time, but then they started asking me to do the blues and be out front of band at a real early age, you know, like 19, 20 years old, and I was trying to learn how to do that. And so I started going to and watching a little more. And then at church, they started pushing me out front a little more. And when they put you out front, you know, nowadays they use microphones, but back then they didn't have no microphones. You'd be out there, you just had to belt it out. And they say, reach down and come on up with it. So that was a big help. So, and that, you know, just to being around very good entertainers and very good musicians, which Champaign and Danville and Decatur, there was always real good entertainment around here.
Yeah, it's full of talent. And you've got a lot of that talent in your band right now.
Yeah,
too. Yeah.
Thankful.
Well, I wish we had more time to talk a little more and hear a lot more of the music, so we're going to have you back before another another year gig.
This CD that I just gave you was actually the Channel 12 staff had a lot to do with this, that CD.
The one we were just playing?
No.
Or the one we're about to play?
About to play.
It's called Candy Foster, Shades Blue Live.
live at the Iron Post, which was done live on TV. You know, we Channel 12 shot the video.
That's right here, Channel 12 WILL. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
And it was very successful. It's been playing all over the state, and we've seen it in Missouri, Indiana. It's been going on. It's still, you still pick it up on, sometimes they have it on as a, because it was also a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear just a little bit of it. This is, we're going to play a track from here called Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
All right. All right. It's time for the blues.
Support for our program on WILL comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector, the first-time buyer. This Saturday's wine tasting features a Father's Day selection that complements food from the grill. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville. Go out and hear Candy Foster tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Alto Vineyards, benefit for the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen.